Thanks again for joining me here at PreachingTheGospelThatSaves.com. And this is, and thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Our So-Called Christian Bookstores. And this is so many versions, you're not going to find this in any Christian bookstore, okay? It's by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. It's 20th century English versions of the Bible. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not any version of the Bible. It's versions of the dumbed-down Sinaiticus Vaticanus Westcott and Hort text, okay? And we are going to continue to compare the verses of God's perfect words with that of the New King James, the Westcott and Hort Roman Catholic Sinaiticus Vaticanus text. So we're going to start with 1 Peter 3:11, God's perfect words. Let him eschew evil, let him seek peace and ensue it. The dumbed down translation of Westcott and Hort, let him turn away from evil, let him seek peace and pursue it. Notice, eschew, turn, ensue, to pursue. Okay, the words are completely different. And your new translations, you're going to get completely different meanings. And when you go and tell the truth to somebody of God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, people are going to look at you not knowing what you are talking about because the verses are completely different, okay? 1 Peter 2:18, God's perfect words, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. And the dumbed down New King James, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. So from froward to harsh. Titus 1:9, God's perfect words, by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Okay, that's a particular audience. New King James, the dumbed down translation of Westcott and Hort, by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convict those who contradict. Who would that be? Not specific. Gainsayers are specific. Acts 8:3, God's perfect words. And hailing men and women committed them to prison. Westcott and Hort's dumbed down translation. And dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Matthew 18:8, God's perfect words. It is better for thee to enter into life, halt, or maimed. The Roman Catholic Sinaiticus Vaticanus text. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed. Acts 19:38, God's perfect words. Let them implead one another. The Westcott and Hort New King James. Let them bring charges against one another. 1 Timothy 1:6, God's perfect words. Have turned aside unto vain jangling. The New King James dumbed down translation, have turned aside to idle talk. Vain jangling to idle talk. And I hope you see the importance of the differences, God's words to the devil's words. More on this next week. Thanks again.